Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Inside Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan on what should be a beautiful day for anything. For those already at Hackershire Stadium. Oh, my goodness. How many people go there so early and they're there all day and buying and just spending all kinds of money. It's crazy. But I was one of them last night. Although my wife and daughter Chelsea had a great time. I know for a fact they're big fans of Taylor Swift. So I go along for the ride. And I'm a big fan of what I saw from her performance. It's unbelievable how much energy, time, money. It is a great entertainment experience. And I've said all along with her, I love her songwriting and her ability to capture her life's moments and put it into a song and make it into, something that always ends up in the top 10. So kudos to her. She's going to make a ton of money out there doing this every single weekend. And her energy from start to finish was the same. Mine, not so much. I needed a pitch clock. 3.5 hours is a long time. But hey, she gave everyone their money's worth, I think, but given how much it was spending there, I don't know if I would make that statement. And like I said, it's supply and demand. If people want to watch it, they'll pay for it. And they do want to watch it. There was a big crowd there. I'm in excess of 61,000. I'm sure they have the same tonight. And then she moves on to another city for doubleheaders. But we're not talking about that unless you want to. And we are instead talking about sports and what will be a dead period for the next 6 weeks, generally speaking. Now, the Pirates are still involved in a pennant race, division race, which makes you wonder about how they should approach the next several weeks. Are they in it to win it in a division that is inviting anyone to win it, to be honest? Milwaukee has gone back to first place, 35-34. That's a win total that represents the fewest wins of any division leader, tied with Minnesota, another bad division. Cincinnati, 35 wins. Pittsburgh, 34-34. They've really gone up and down. It makes us wonder, every week, Nate Haluschek, who's behind the glass and taking your calls at 412-928-9370, it makes you wonder what exactly they are. And I seem to be asking this every single week. What are the Pittsburgh Pirates of 2023?
I don't think we're going to know until the season's over, Bob. I mean, you just see week in, week out. One week they're hot, one week they're cold. A lot of times it depends on who they play. A lot of it depends on who they have available pitching. But, I mean, that division is for the taking.
It really is. I'll get back to that in a second. First of all, I just want to remind you, our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. Try their virtual wallet. It really makes a difference in finances in your home. PNC Bank. Number one Cochrane shop 24/7 with expressway at cochrane.com. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about. Great food, great vibe, great place to watch sports. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, right next to the live casino. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. So, if I'm answering the question, what are the Pirates are in a situation where they may have, thought of this team as just improvement. Let's get closer to where we need to be at the beginning of the season. But they find themselves in a very winnable division, consisting of a very big bunch of non-terrific teams. St. Louis is still struggling at the bottom of the list, although they're only 8.5 out. I would never count them out just because they're capable. You know, we saw the Cubs. Okay, I think the Cubs have flaws, but they're 32-37. They beat the Orioles yesterday, and they continue their offensive outburst. But if the Pirates believe they still have a chance now, the question is, how do you approach the next several months? For example, you got pitchers who you really, really like and really should be your foundation for the future. Specifically, I'm talking about Roansy Contreras, Luis Ortiz, and Johan Oviedo. You want those three guys to take a step this year. At the beginning, we saw some steps. Now we've seen steps going the other way. And the question is, if you pride yourself on being a team that can win this division, can you consistently trot guys out there who struggle and just do it as if you're still trying to just develop guys looking ahead to next year or the year after? I don't know that Pirate fans would appreciate that. If you find yourself, even if it's a crap division, which this is right now, you got to do something to make yourself say, hey, we have a chance. As a result, as a general manager, Ben Cherington has to make decisions based on that, don't you think, Nate? I mean, you could go back to the freak show in the Pirates back in 1997 or 8 or whatever year that was. Sometimes you find yourself in a winnable situation much earlier than you expected. And don't you need to just jump at it and do something so that you can, who knows? They haven't won a division back since the 19 whatever. So I think you have to operate that way, don't you?
I agree. And it's one thing whenever it's very obvious that the starting pitching just hasn't been that good. I mean, they can't keep going on into July hoping every fifth day Mitch Keller can bail them out, because he's going to have a bad game here or there. And he's had a couple bad games. And look what happened. They're kind of falling apart. They need to find some stability in the rotation with no Vince Velasquez. You know, you're relying on Rich Hill, and you don't want to do that.
No, you don't. And he showed you last night, although listen, for 43, he's giving them really bang for their buck, I think.
I agree.
Although last night he walked six guys, most since 2017. The first inning was a disaster. And once they fall behind, they don't have the hitting capability of coming out of some of these holes. So even though Ke'Bryan Hayes has really picked up his game, they need more of that from a lot of different people. And we'll see what happens. But I think the Pirates have to operate by saying, okay, we cannot just keep giving Contreras opportunity. If he really needs help, then they should send him back and make him work down in AAA for that help. Just as if you need offense, I think Henry Davis has shown you enough in double, now AAA, where his stick can help you. He made did you see the catch he made last night at right field? They put that, the Indianapolis Indians put it up there, and it was a really, it seems like he's doing pretty well there. He can catch, he can do a lot of things. But if you need somebody to supply some offense now, and he seems to be ready offensively, let's do it. You got, again, you're trying to win now in a division that didn't necessarily think it was going to be like this. So don't let it slip away without giving it your best shot. That's my message to them at this point. Anyway, this is the Penguins, also interesting time of year. They're getting ready for a draft. They also have the buyout phase that you're allowed to make some potential buyouts. I would imagine that they're going to do one with Granlund. Mikael Granlund is a good player, but they can't afford $5 million for him, especially if he's a bottom six kind of player. They have other decisions to make, obviously, to try to get younger and better, bottom six better, defense more. So Kyle Dubas, right off the bat, will have his hands full. And he hired Jason Spezza as an assistant GM, which begs the question, does he even need a GM? Because quite frankly, it's Kyle Dubas. That was his role in Toronto. His background is there. If, you know, Spezza's going to be your guy, then fine. He helps you. You're the president of hockey ops, but you're also really the general manager. And if he brings someone else in, he could find himself in the same role that Brendan Shanahan found when he had to dismiss Kyle Dubas. You know, I mean, if you're going to be making calls, I don't know if you need another layer there. You may need more eyes, you can have more scouts, but you don't need another guy, or do you? 412-928-9370, what do you think about that? Also, the Steelers have wrapped up their mini camp after their OTAs, which means 6 weeks of nothing until July 26, when it all starts and when they get into preseason games. We're happy to have three of them on KDKA and looking forward to a lot of great position battles this year, especially at the left tackle spot where the coaching staff really likes Dan Moore. Broderick Jones was brought here to be a starter. I don't think there's any question about that. You wouldn't have traded up from 17 to 14 to bring him in if you didn't think of him that way. However, Dan Moore's had 2 years on the job. He has more experience. I will be interested to see how to utilize that. The biggest thing for the Steelers this year, no question, has got to be scoring points in the red zone. They were bad at it last year. every time they got an opportunity, it seemed like it took forever to operate down there, and there weren't many big-time catches in the red zone. Also, similarly, and I would expect this should get better, Kenny Pickett should have a little bit of leeway to throw the ball down the field a little bit more. They did not have a lot of 20-yard gains in the pass department, very few 40-yarders, very few quick-strike touchdowns. And you can tell me that your offense is geared around running, pushing, physicality. I get it. That's what they want to do. But at the same time, it's nice to hit a home run once in a while. You know, those instant points. So you can do both, I think, and they have to improve in that. So there's a lot to watch there. And I also want your calls about the U.S. Open at Los Angeles Country Club and what is an interesting place for a U.S. Open. It's never been there before. Wyndham Clark has won off the lead of Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler had a wild day yesterday. 8 birdies and 6 bogeys. Yesterday was much more difficult than day one, where we saw 262s. Never before in the U.S. Open had you seen that in a U.S. Open. 2 of them in the same day. But that was Xander Schauffele and Ricky Fowler. So Wyndham Clark's another guy. And the reason I like his story is because Wyndham Clark won earlier this year on the PGA Tour. So he's excited to be there. You would think that someone who's still looking for major wins would put a lot of time and effort into practice rounds, showing up, working on the preparation, but he did not take a practice round. Instead, he is deferring to his caddy, who happens to be a member of Los Angeles Country Club. Went to Princeton, a really good golf guy himself. He's involved in some banking business out west. He belongs there. And he just trusts every read he makes on the greens. He knows the course better than anyone. So Wyndham Clark's relying on it, and so far 64-67, and he's right there at the top of the leaderboard. 412-928-9370, let's get to the lines. A lot of people want to talk, beginning with Apollo Flash in Verona. Apollo Flash, if you're in Verona, why aren't you the Verona Flash?
Well, when I first started calling Myron Cope, I lived in Apollo, so I sort of stuck with that name.
Well, okay, that explains it. What's up?
I wanted to thank you. That tribute that you did to Stan was yeah, really touching, and you know, I have been calling him for over 30 years, and he's always gracious, and you know, we had our laughs together. I always tried to make a little humor when I called him. And,
Stan was one of the best people that you could ever meet, and passionate about his job, as you know from calling him, always engaging no matter you know, who you were, what you were doing. You could be someplace. If you engage him in sports, he'll talk to you and give you the time. Very much so. And beyond that, just a really good friend. And, like, what happened to him at the end with all these physical ailments that he had to deal with, starting with diabetes and moving to cancer and back surgery and heart surgery and amputations. And, I mean, that's a hard hand to deal with. Yet he wanted to work. He worked as long as he could, which he had to do, quite frankly. That's his passion. That's his life. And I'm sure it was a therapy for him as he was going through all this. But certainly rest in peace, Stan. And I think I speak for so many who said, going to miss that guy an awful lot.
Yeah, he was he's one of a kind. And you know, my daughter met him at a Pirate game one time, and she said, hey, Stan, I'm the Apollo Flash's daughter. And he called her over and, you know, was talking to her, gave her an autograph, and yeah, he's, like I said, he was one of a kind, and he'll be missed.
Very much so. Thank you, Apollo Flash. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Scott in Baldwin. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Bob. How are you, man?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good, brother. Hey, I'm friends with Eddie Money, who gave you the nickname Papanini.
That's right, the Eddie Money. Where is Eddie Money, by the way? He had a nice shirt.
He's just living the dream up in Upper St. Clair. He has a wife and kids, doing good.
Eddie Money was the man. He came up with
yes,
it, and I
sir.
Like that.
Hey, Bob, I wanted to ask you about 2 questions. One, I wanted to see if you heard about the Tomlin speech, very inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, if you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. And I think that the Steelers need to get to the AFC Championship at least a minimum if they want to be respectful this year. And secondly, I just read an article that Broderick Jones is not doing well at camp, and I'm kind of concerned about that. What have you heard?
Well, I think it's too early to, you know, say that Broderick Jones is not capable of doing it. If that's what's, yeah, sure. It's a, you know, he only had 15 college starts. He comes here, a lot of expectations, and I think it's a jump. That's a big jump, and he has to get time acclimated to it. He did not have a lot of time coming into this situation. We'll see more of it in July and August. And if it means that he doesn't start the season because he's still struggling, so be it. You go Dan Moore until he is ready, but I believe he will be ready. I believe he's a quick learner. I believe he's a guy who's going to do what he did in Georgia, maybe not to the degree right off the bat, but ultimately, they drafted him to be that, Scott, so he better be that, you know. And as far as your AFC championship prediction, that's a very difficult thing to maneuver. To me, if they get in the playoffs and win a playoff game, I think you can label that as a pretty good success. Now, once you get in, who knows what can happen? We saw the Florida Panthers in hockey prove it again, that you never know. Look at the Miami Heat in basketball. They got all the way to the finals. Once you get in, if you're playing well and injury-free, things can happen. But, AFC championship, that's asking a lot, I think, based on how competitive this AFC will be.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Bob, and I agree. Do you think Kenny Pickett is going to be able to stand up to the rest of the AFC quarterbacks in the North Division?
I think it is, again, tough division. Therefore, I'm going to say that they have three other very good quarterbacks in there, starting with Joe Burrow. I just want to see progress from him. You saw progress in the second half of the season. You saw his competitive desires come out in the fourth quarter of games. That was encouraging to see, and I think the 12 games that he has under a belt now will certainly help him into this season, a full off season. I think he feels very comfortable. I'm going to go back to the competitive part. I don't know you'll find a more competitive person than him, and I think that'll serve him well. Quick reads, decision-making, really good. We'll see if that manifests itself into big plays. I want to see more big plays, Scott. I think it's time. They have people to go down the field, and I'm not saying you should make a steady diet of throwing 60-yard passes every single time, but if the run game gives them opportunities, fine. You can disguise it any way you want, but sooner or later, they got to go beyond 40 yards and get some quick hits down the field.
Yep, I agree. And my last statement is it true what Starkey and Cookie said? Did Taylor Swift pick you up last night in a limo and take you to the concert?
No. I would have liked that experience, but, no, not at all. In fact, I was amazed how many vans and trucks and everything to do this show. I mean, they were all over the place, like an army. But if you saw just how big this stage was, and she utilized it all, and that's another thing I like about her performances. She takes it as far out as she can to get up close with people in the upper decks and the deeper into the field. So just very impressive. But no, that's not the case. Bob Huggins should have done that and had her pick. Bob Huggins needed a driver, from what I understand. Now he's got a DUI going on all of a sudden. It happened last night in Pittsburgh.
Well, hey, Bob, I appreciate you, man. You're a legend, man, and keep it up.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your call. 412-928-9370. We were talking about Bob Huggins because that's making news this morning, and it's sad. In a way, I always wonder why people can't just get drivers especially when you have the wherewithal to do it. If you find that you're anywhere near that, you just don't drive. With Nathan Haluschak, Nate the Great Behind the Glass, this is Bob Pompiani, and we welcome your phone calls at 412-928-9370 until 1 o'clock. I believe Paul Alexander's in after that. And then we have later tonight, of course, Pirate Baseball in Milwaukee, where they've lost now, what is it, 4 in a row, 3 to the Cubs?
4 in a row.
4 in a row. So they'll try to get off the schneid there. We'll see what happens. Mitch Keller is the man who will be on the hill tonight, so they got to get some offense. They got to do a lot of things because Milwaukee's not as bad as this record seems. I still believe they have a pretty good team, and they'll finally get it together. Hopefully, it won't be at the Pirates' expense. 412-928-9370. I want to remind you that the Going Low Fan Open, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, is sold out. Listen this Friday to 93.7 The Fan, broadcasting live all day from Manor Valley Golf Course, brought to you by Corona Premium Beer, Saloni's Bakery, Move and Murdy, Precision Pointing, Advocate Health Advisors, and Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Any early guesses as to who will win? I know this is a group effort, but, I'm trying to figure out the field right now.
All I know is all I can hear about is Starkey golfing, so I'm going to go with Starkey.
Okay. I'm going to try to make it out there if they can. I'm not sure if I can because I got something later in the day, but, he's playing well enough. He's addicted to it, so we'll see what happens. But I think Zeiss can do it. Paul Alexander's got a game.
Yeah.
Of all the ones, I think Paul, when he's on, he's pretty. Jeff Hathorn, too, he can play. So it should be pretty competitive. That's coming up on Friday, but it's sold out. But thank you in advance for all of that. Meantime, as I said, Bob Huggins finds himself in a bad situation once again. According to Pittsburgh police, and I'll just read this as it is, he was arrested, charged with driving under the influence last night. They observed the 69-year-old driving in the middle of the road with the driver's side door open and a flat shredded tire. And then they directed Huggins, I guess, how to move off the road, help him fix the tire. But they noticed then that he had trouble doing that, and they had suspicion to believe he was intoxicated. He failed a sobriety test, was taken into custody, and then released. But this is another just black eye. And it's a shame because Bob Huggins is a Hall of Fame basketball coach. He is beloved down in West Virginia, but how much more of this can they take given everything that's happened? And I would say not much. So, I mean, and it begs the question, Nate, and I always say this, even if you don't have the wherewithal, and he does, what's he make, $5 to $6 million a year, or maybe more? Come on now, you should have somebody, if you're going to do this, have someone drive. Even if you don't, have someone drive.
Especially someone who's had an issue with this in the past. I mean, this potentially could be the second time he gets fired for a DUI, and that's, you know, say what you will about whether you're a West Virginia fan or not, but this is a human being, and you think that someone maybe who had an issue with this before, someone might be looking out for him, or him himself saying, hey, take care of me tonight. I'm going to go have a good time. You know, I think, like you said, I think he's comfortable enough that maybe he could have, you know, financed something to take care of him. But, you know, I just think in the end, sometimes people's egos get the best of them.
Yeah, you're in denial. You say, I'm fine, I can drive, but apparently not. When you have your door open, driving in the middle of the field with a shredded tire, something's not right. Especially on this night, where there's so many people in town, including a lot of police officers, you don't want to be in that situation. So we'll see what it means. He's already been suspended for the start. Of course, they're playing a bunch of non-conference teams you don't even recognize. So I wonder what will happen with Bob Huggins. 412-928-9370. As I said, I really appreciate his career as a basketball coach. Hall of Fame, legit. But this is also something that you cannot, especially since it's happened before. Another thing that's happened before is Ja Morant. This is the second time now he has been seen on video brandishing a gun. He was suspended for 25 games, and he did it on social media again. And this is after the first time he pledged he'd be better and he wouldn't do it, and he did it again. I thought 25 was a little too light, to be honest with you. I think if you're going to make a statement, you make a statement. And if someone needs help, get help, whatever it may be. 412-928-9370. We got the counselor. Now, maybe since he's a counselor, he can help everyone here. Counselor, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Bob. How are you?
What's going on?
Again, I want to express my deep sympathy and sadness. I was a friend of Stan's, and it's a tragic loss.
It really is. And for us at KDK, there was another loss. A great young man named Brian Murphy, who lost a battle to cancer at age 47, same day as Stan. And he's been going through the both of them at the same time, and just sad, sad, sad. Makes you appreciate life, baby. Got to get out in there and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. My only comment would be on this upcoming draft for the Major League Baseball. I understand that Paul Skaines is a horse and maybe the next Garrett Cole or whoever else you want to name. But I'm still on Dylan Cruz as a position player. Jake DeGrom just underwent Tommy John surgery. You know, I understand that he may be big and strong enough to withstand having that injury, but there's a lot of strong pitchers that and far ballers that have ended it. Strasburger did, but he came back from it. But Jameson Taillon has had two. I don't know. I think it's too risky with a pitcher. With the number one
pick.
Well,
you have a guy who's a generational talent, according to scouts. Again, I've only watched video like you probably. I've never seen him pitch in person. But he's supposed to be top of the rotation, Steven Strasburg type. However, you get a 5-day-a-week, 6-day-a-week player who's an outfielder with some tremendous pop in his bat. I don't know that I could pass Dylan Cruz up. I just don't. For reasons you also suggested, you got to have good pitching, and you never have enough of it. And the Pirates are prime example of that. Here we are again. How many people that you see come through here you have expectations and hopes for, and it takes a while. You know, next one up is Quinn Priester. He's had a pretty good run down there in AAA. I would hope he gets a call up here pretty soon. You know, I want to see him. If they believe they can get something out of him now, and not just because of future here, I'm talking present. If he's a better option than Contreras as a starter, bring him up. Let's see what he can do. You know, but point is you can never have enough of that. You don't know where you're going to get it, but you need it. But you also do need hitting, too. This is a franchise that doesn't have a lot of consistent hitting.
Yeah, I think their lineup's lacking in a lot of consistent hitting. You have guys who are very streaky, and then, you know, Swakalinski, it's nice, the home runs, but he can't hit left-handers very well, and he tends to strike out a lot. I mean, I know home run hitters do that, but, you know, you don't have enough other people in the lineup to protect Brian Reynolds either.
Yeah, Swakalinski, I'm okay with what he's doing, because if you give me that kind of pop, he's on pace to average like 35 home runs a season. I'm good with that. I don't, you know, but you need other people. Hayes is picking it up. They need the catching position to get better offensive numbers. They need better offense from first base, second base. Nick Gonzalez is hitting the ball well in AAA. So they do have guys. I just want to see how soon they show up here, especially if things continue to unfold and unwind. Thank you, Counselor. Appreciate the call. 412-928-9370. So, you know, the Pirates, they have a lot of games right now in their division. So far, they had a 9-game stretch, 3 against the Cubs, 3 against the Brewers, 3 against the Cubs, and they're 0-4 so far. This is how you fall backwards in your division very quickly. You better take care of that business as fast as you can, and it starts tonight. They got to come up with a good starting effort. Their bullpen, which was good heading into the Chicago series, was miserable in the Chicago series. 17 earned runs. Now, Holderman's out with injuries. Here we go. You know, he's your seventh inning guy. You're expecting Moretta to be that guy, and Bednar's been the rock of the entire bullpen. So, but you got to get to Bednar. You can't just do it. And the other day, because he hadn't pitched in quite some time, they put him in a game, and a lot of people questioned why at that time. But he had not pitched in a long time. So these are decisions managers have to make at all times. Let's find out what Joe in Verona has to say on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi, Bob. How you doing? Good morning. You've talked to me many times. I wanted to ask you a question. You know, all these pitchers, just it's like an epidemic for this Tommy Johns, right? And, I mean, I'm like 80 years old, so I followed him since 49 baseball. And the pitchers never got injured then. I don't know if they threw, like, slow pitch or something, but I know that's not true. And Harvey Haddix and Vernon Law, and I remember them, how they pitched many innings, and now everybody's just getting hurt. Do you think that they should maybe raise the mound again so the pitchers can pitch downhill and not strain their arm?
No, I think the mound is fine. I think, honestly, I've talked to some people in the athletic part of this, people who are day-to-day involved, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that some of these guys are so ripped, and some of these guys are so muscular, you know, they're, you know, and it, sometimes you can be overly built. You pull things that most people wouldn't. I remember John Daly once was asking, Tiger Woods said, how do you consistently win it? You don't practice, you don't do anything. He goes, Tiger, you can't pull fat. It's just what it is, you know, so I don't have to work out as like you do. It's just, he knows what he's doing. My point is sometimes you can get too big, you get too muscular, and as a result, you open yourself up to injuries. I don't know if that's it or not. Plus, they're throwing a ball at crazy rates, you know, 100 miles an hour all the time, and putting spin on it, which really stresses your rotator cuff area. So I don't know the answer. I don't know that anyone truly does know the answer. But what they do, Joe, is that they monitor pitch counts like never before. Back what you were talking about, there were no pitch counts. You just pitched. If you felt good, you kept pitching.
That's amazing. One more question. Where do you think we're going now, the Buccos? Is it going back to another downfall or what? What do you think, Bob?
Well, I'm going to stick to what I said earlier, Joe, and that at the beginning of the season, I was asked how many wins. I said, look, it's hard to predict wins, but if you're going to play the game, I'll play it. 79, which would be a big improvement, like a 15-game improvement over last year. If they could do that and they could come away with about four or five guys that they know they can count on and build around, that's a step forward for me, and I'm going to stick to that.
We'll cross our fingers and just keep hoping. And you have a nice weekend, Bob.
All right, Joe, you do the same. Thank you for the call at 412-928-9370. We've got more open lines until 1 o'clock, so get on them. Call. You can also hit me up on Twitter at KDPomp. And we will continue this conversation. I also want to get into coming up Alex Highsmith. He went through the entire OTAs, minicamp. He's been someone reliable, and he's entering the final year of a contract. There are a lot of numbers being thrown around to sign him. How much will you be willing to spend for Alex Highsmith, knowing you already have one of the highest paid linebackers in TJ Watt on the other side? How much is too much? Is it all necessary? Can they let him play it out and go franchise? Can they do that? He has been very responsible. He's come in and done his job there. And he's a very good player, a third round pick who to me, and more than that, he's a really nice person. I think a very reliable person. The Steelers like all of that. How much though is too much? How much would you pay him? We'll talk about that. And we'll get into some other stuff, including the L.A. Country Club, U.S. Open. Already I see some double bogeys going up early on. They have that, they call it Barranca. Have you ever played in Barranca Rough? Oh, it's like a sponge. Your ball disappears. You got to try to hit out of it. Not going well for guys like Dustin Johnson and John Rahm so far. We'll take a break, come back with more. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. It's a beautiful Saturday in Pittsburgh. Hope you're having a good one. And happy Father's Day in advance to all the dads out there. It is the biggest job you could have in your life, being a father. So be responsible, be involved, be caring, be loving, do all the things you have to do to make sure those kids turn out the way you want them to turn out. And again, wish all the dads out there all the best on this Father's Day. 412-928-9370 is the number. Again, thank you to PNC Bank. Make today the day. Check out the virtual wallet. Number one Cochran shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. And Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about at Iron Rock Tap House. We're talking about the Steelers right now. All of the OTAs and minicamps are now over. We have 6 weeks, roughly 41 days, until they show up at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. And then begin the grind. And then the three preseason games, Tampa, Buffalo, Atlanta, two of the three on the road. We have them all for you on KDK TV. Looking forward to that and watching some of these young guys play. We'll be interested to watch how Joey Porter Jr. does. We'll be interested to watch how Broderick Jones does. I don't know how much playing time some of these vets coming in, but I think it's important that guys like Isaac Seumalo and Nate Herbig and Jones, all these new guys on the offensive line, get opportunities so they develop some sort of chemistry. But they have to attack their problems on offense. We talk a lot about defense here. Fine. They have a high payroll on defense. And it's going to get higher with Alex Highsmith. But I think offense is going to be the biggest determining outcome of what happens with this team this year. They got to score more. They got to be good in the red zone. And you can talk about being conservative and not turning the ball over, all that. Yes, I get it. That's important. You can't make turnovers. However, you also have to strike quickly, too, once in a while, just to keep people honest, which could then help your run game, which once you want it to be physical and reliable, that's fine. But you got to throw the ball down the field, and they have people to do that. I think Allen Robinson is going to be a big weapon for them, and I also think Darnell Washington could be used accordingly. And George Pickens. We're not talking a lot about Deontay Johnson, but George Pickens is going to be the guy who probably has the higher ceiling down the field especially. He showed great hands this past season. He's going to have more opportunities, and Kenny Pickett has to look to him more, I think. Anyway, back to defense. We talked about how, big-time payroll. It didn't necessarily pan out to be big-time correspondence with how they ranked in terms of yards or points. Still good, not good enough based on how much they put into it. But now the question is, how much do you put into Alex Highsmith? He fits all the things the Steelers like in a player. He's developed from what a good pick that was, by the way, a third-round pick, who came out of Charlotte. No one really knew much about him. I mean, he had to earn his stripes down there, and then he's come here and done the same exact thing. Just a tremendous work ethic. He practices a lot. He's there longer than he has to be to try to get better. And, of course, he's taken advantage of T.J. Watt, who's been on his other side. The numbers do not lie when it comes to that, because last year with Watt in the lineup, that would include 10 games, I believe. He had 11 sacks in those 10 games. But without T.J. Watt, he faced a lot of the same, identification double teams that Watt did. And in the seven games without T.J. Watt, Highsmith had only 3.5 sacks by comparison. So what is he worth? How much? There are a lot of people out there that you can look on SpotTrack. You can talk to Sharp Football, all these analytic places, Pro Football Talk. You come to the conclusion that a four-year, $60 to $70 million contract is in line. That would be roughly, I'm not good at math, 16 plus a year. Is that too much to pay when you're paying what, 20 plus million dollars a year? It's a lot of money in your, but in this defense, those two guys have got to be your most active playmakers. And when they're out there both together, they both have success in big numbers. Now, it would help to have some push up the middle, and they hope to have that this year more so. But I think 4 years, $60 million, let's just say $15 million a year. He may not like that, but I think that's about fair. Maybe 65. I think if Alex Highsmith really enjoys playing here and understands his role and what his role is, which is being secondary when it comes to behind T.J. Watt in terms of importance as outside linebackers, then he'll take that. If not, then you can go into a season and just play it out and see what happens after that. I don't see that happening. I do think they want to get it done with him, and I think they will get it done with him. It may go all the way to the end of the preseason into, late August, early September. But I do believe they'll get that done. And certainly, when you have Kenny Pickett still not commanding the kind of money that ultimately he will command, you can do these things for now, knowing down the road that's going to change if Pickett lives up to what you expect him to be. 412-928-9370. We're going to go to the phone lines in a second, but first, we're going to take a break, and we have a headline here with Nate Haluschek, and then we'll round out second hour of calls. And we're talking about Pirates. We're talking about the Steelers now that they have 41 days of inactivity. What do you think so far from what you've read, what you've seen on the various news television stations like ours at KDKA, or all the different outstanding people who write about the Steelers locally? And I think there's some really very talented guys. We'll get into that and your thoughts about this division, which is not going to be an easy division for sure. 412-928-9370. Hawk, hang on. We'll get to you. You'll be first when we come back. I want to remind you once again that our show is brought to you by PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com and Iron Rock Tamp House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer is here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and all the new redesigned 2024 Trax online at sunchevy.com today. Very nice day. Times of sun, clouds, high of 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 58. And tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to some clouds, another high of 83 degrees. That's your fan weather. We got hour two coming up right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.